January the 27th, each year, the United Nations sets aside a day in special remembrance of victims of the Holocaust. The International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust also commemorates when the Soviet troops liberated the Nazi concentration and death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland on January the 27th, 1945. It is hoped that through remembering these events, people will remember the Holocaust and prevent genocide. So across the globe, Holocaust survivors and world leaders speak out in remembrance of the victims, but also to make sure that the world never forgets what happened in Europe in the 1930s and 40s, and so that new generations may learn about the tragedy so everyone can work so it will never happen again. It's also a good time to remember the words of Pope Benedict XVI when he visited the Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem on May the 11th, 2009.
I have come to stand in silence before this monument, erected to honor the memory of the millions of Jews killed in the horrific tragedy of the Shoah. They lost their lives, but they will never lose their names. They are indelibly etched in their hearts of their loved ones, the surviving fellow prisoners, and all souls determined never to allow such an atrocity to disgrace mankind again. Most of all, their names are forever fixed in the memory of Almighty God.
Yad Vashem is the Jewish people's living memorial to the Holocaust. It was erected to safeguard the memory of the past and impart its meaning for future generations. Established in 1953 as the World Center for Documentation, Research, Education and Commemoration of the Holocaust, together with its partners, Yad Vashem has collected and recorded the names and biographical details of two-thirds of the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis. 2 million more still remain unidentified. As the Pope quoted at the beginning of his visit to Yad Vashem, a passage from the book of the prophet Isaiah furnishes two simple words which solemnly express the significance of the place itself. Vad, which means memorial, and Shem, which means name.
I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name. I will give them an everlasting name, which shall not be cut off.
One can weave an insidious web of lies to convince others that certain groups are undeserving of respect, the Pope said. Yet, try as one might, one can never take away the name of a fellow human being.
May the names of these victims never perish. May their suffering never be denied, belittled, or forgotten. And may all people of goodwill remain vigilant in rooting out from the heart of men anything that could lead to tragedies such as this.
And Pope Benedict said that the Catholic Church feels deep compassion for the victims remembered here. Similarly, he continued, she draws close to all those who today are subjected to persecution on account of race, colour, condition of life or religion. Their sufferings are hers, and hers is their hope for justice. And he reaffirmed that he is committed to pray and work tirelessly to ensure that hatred will never reign in the hearts of men again.
Gazing upon the faces reflected in the pool that lies in stillness within this memorial, one cannot help but recall how each of them bears a name. I can only imagine the joyful expectation of their parents as they anxiously awaited the birth of their children. What name shall we give this child? What is to become of him or her? We could have imagined that they would be condemned to such a deplorable fate.
Their cry, the Pope said, still echoes in our hearts.
My dear friends, I am deeply grateful to God and to you for the opportunity to stand here in silence, a silence to remember, a silence to pray, a silence to hope.